Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host, the bubbly and effervescent and wonderfully knowledgeable Donna Lee.
Hey, guys.
Oh, boy.
My bubbles are gone.
Your bubbles are gone. This corona quarantine has kind of taken a lot out of all of us. We're just really bubbly and giggly about providing this show.
And getting back to restaurants.
That's right. I'm a board-certified urologist. Dr. Mystery is my name. Mm-hmm. It's not some gimmicky thing.
Like some guy said, it's M-I-S-T-R-Y when
that's
you Google
right.
it.
That's right. What are you going to do? I mean, that's what I was born with.
It's a wonderful name, and it gives a sense of mystery to everything we talk about.
You know, I was thinking, once another funnily named urologist in Austin is no longer practicing, then the mystery vasectomy is going to be the most famous vasectomy
there
in Austin.
There you go. And that's a thing. Google that. You can see our mystery vasectomy technique at austinvasectomy.com.
Not everything can sound that way.
Yeah. Every one of our websites. You can email us to armormenshealth@gmail.com.
I don't know about that one. In any case, we are very lucky to have such great listeners, wonderful fan base. I do find it interesting when our patients tell us they just happen to stumble on us for the first time.
Yeah.
Even though we have huge banners that say we have a show and like emails that we have a show and everything else. So if anybody out there knows how to advertise a podcast or a radio show, please let us know. We could have some.
Please listen to our podcast. We have a ton of downloads. I always wonder, where are these people listening? Like, are they in the other part of the world?
We're so thankful. So
it's amazing.
Maybe if you're far, far, far away from Austin, please let us know that you're listening to us because it makes me feel so good. It's really the listener questions, the listener engagement that makes this show work. Donna, you're like at the front lines of hearing all these questions. Anything interesting pop up recently?
People working from home and the challenges with staffing. I started answering the phones quite a bit, which is fun because people are like, hey, this is the same Donna on the radio. But I've never heard so many questions in my life until I started answering the phones. So
nice.
It's been very educational on my part because I'm usually on the back end of things.
And I would tell patients in general, asking medical questions of the person answering the phone call at a doctor's office, I'm not sure you're going to get the likely to get something.
Yeah. No, it's shocking. The other day started with, this medication's making me nauseous. How are you going to change it for me? And I'm like, I'm Donna. I'm answering the phone.
I will be happy to find someone that can handle it for you.
I will get a message over to a board certified human, but that's not me. But I did have a patient the other day I thought was interesting because he called, wanted an appointment because he had a very strange bump on the on his penis on the side. He said it just kind of came out of nowhere. It didn't hurt. It was like the size of a pea, but so he was really concerned about it. But I thought we should talk about that on the radio because I bet a lot of guys get a weird bump or something on their penis and they're like, what is that?
That's a great question. A private parts, as somebody once told me today, is something that is a source of both great excitement and mystery for us.
Mystery.
As men. And so when things happen to it, we're both worried about kind of something being wrong and some kind of assault on our manlyhood. Let's just talk about, in general, bumps on the penis.
Okay. And this one's under the skin, so with no pain.
No pain. So I'm going to separate this between acute bumps on the penis.
Mm-hmm.
How about we call it BOTP?
BOTP, bots.
Okay, bops. So bumps on the penis. The acute bumps on the penis can... The most important thing you're worried about is something called an abscess or an infection.
Mm.
So usually it'll be a hair follicle or some type of skin laceration that can get infected. It can fill with pus and it can actually become infected.
Mm.
And if you're a diabetic or you're uncircumcised or you have any underlying immunocompromised state like end-stage renal disease,
mm-hmm.
that's something you should get checked out. So if it's red and it hurts, you should get it checked out because if that's an infection there, it may need treatment somewhat immediately. The second class of what I would call acute or recently noted bumps would be something called a sebaceous cyst. So there are sweat glands in the hair follicles along the penile shaft. And if they occlude or get blocked, then the sebum,
mm-hmm.
which is like this very proteinaceous, thick material, will collect under the skin and form like a what looks like a very mobile pea.
Hmm.
So you'll move it around the skin. Those sebaceous cysts are not usually something that's scary. Mm-hmm. If they're not bothering you, we don't usually do anything with them. They don't go away, though. They, like, stay there. You know, a lot of times men come in because they got a sebaceous cyst of the penis or scrotum, and, you know, women are looking at it weird and thinking they have something weird.
She's like, I didn't pay for that.
That's right. It's the old French tickler, we say.
I don't even know what that means.
I'll tell you. Okay. I'm going to send you pictures later.
Oh, boy. Googling.
It's funny. It reminds me of the French tickler I saw in a guy once who was in prison once, and it was a ground up mouse bone.
Oh, I didn't expect you to talk about that.
No. In any case, sorry about that, listeners. these sebaceous cysts can be easily removed in the office. A little bit of lidocaine, 5-minute procedure that will pop that thing right out and make it easy peasy for you if you have one of these little bumps.
Will it come back like in the same spot?
Not usually. Okay.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news. But people who get sebaceous cysts can often get multiple ones. So just because you have one, you should know that you may get others. And they can happen on the scrotum or anywhere along the penile shaft. And then we have another kind of penile bump that can scare a patient, but that'll be deeper. That's not right in the skin. Mm-hmm. That'll be a deeper bump right on the inner shaft. And that's one of our famous topics here on the show, Peyronie's disease.
The funny looking penis.
That's right.
The FLPs.
So it can be associated with just a bump. It can be associated with pain, but maybe not. It can be associated with curvature, but maybe not. But a hard nodule underneath the skin right on the penile shaft could be representative of a Peyronie's disease. And for those of you that haven't heard about Peyronie's disease or haven't heard
a topic on it,
we talk about it every week. Uh-huh. It's probably the most commonly questioned topic that we get
that
here.
ED, Peyronie's, and testosterone. But with Peyronie's, it doesn't necessarily mean there's a curvature 100% of the time?
Not always.
Oh,
That's
thought it was
correct.
Always a curvature, whether it was 5 to 90%.
Peyronie's is more likely associated with the nodule. Or the bump, than it is necessarily always with the curvature.
I didn't know that.
And so, although most people come in because their banana's curved.
Mm-hmm. Like our radio show
picture. But the bump is something that happens very commonly. Now, there's a separate set of bumps of the penis. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be associated with moles or genital warts caused by human papillomavirus.
And dirty girls.
Not always. That's an incredibly sexist thing to say.
I'm kidding.
I'm just saying. It could be dirty guys.
I'm going to get the complaints, not you.
And I will say that human papillomavirus is very, very common. Mm-hmm. I don't think at all it means anything about sexual promiscuity or anything of that nature.
Right.
And there's actually a vaccine you can get, mm-hmm. Gardasil, when you're young.
That's right.
To kind of guard against SIL.
I know. My teenager, I put him through that with his PCP, and he's like, why am I getting this shot? I said, to protect you from the dirty girls.
Because, again, it's to protect the girls from him.
That's true, too. That's true.
Cowboy. You know? It's protect them from him.
Strong.
And so you're not really protecting, but this HPV, human papillomavirus, can be associated with later development of cancer, like cervical cancer, penile cancer. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a life-saving kind of vaccine.
Right.
A lot of parents don't have their kids go through it because there's this assumption that if I make my child go through something, you know, I'm going to assume that he's going to have sex one day.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Guess what?
We need to open
guess
your
what,
eyeballs.
Mom and Dad? You know, I mean,
it's going to happen.
They're probably going to have sex, and you'd rather them have sex
and be safe.
So educate them on proper contraception, and then, you know, something to protect them against HPV is something that I certainly am a big fan of. And it's not FDA approved or just generally approved that people who have multiple papillomaviruses already get mm-hmm. the HPV vaccine. Anecdotally, I will tell you that my own experience has been very positive. And so, you know, sometimes you get a guy with 10, 12, 20 different lesions on him and you burn them off. We freeze them off. We cut them off. They're unsightly, they're embarrassing, and they're easy to take care of. I mean, we can take care of a whole bunch in one visit. But I will often recommend that men who have multiple episodes of HPV genital warts will go ahead and get the Gardasil vaccine. And personally, I feel that it does lead to a reduction overall in their recurrence rates. Mm-hmm. So that's our bump in the penis kind of episode.
That was our talk. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a lot of information that we jam-packed into this segment, as always. Dr. Mystery, M-I-S-T-R-Y.
And we are definitely trying to get more Donna, D-O-N-N-A, in this episode.
We are. I just don't like to interrupt you.
Well,
I understand. You're radio gold with that smooth voice over there. Hey, by the way, the other day, a couple of patients called you Dr. Hottie.
Ooh.
What about that?
Yes. Both of them are established patients of ours, and they're correct.
The staff loved it. That's so funny. Anyway, Dr. Hottie and I will be back next week.
Why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
That's right. You can email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is armormenshealth.com. A lot of you are sending your questions through the website, and that's perfectly wonderful as well. I'll still respond to them. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. You can ask for me if I'm available. I will tell you a joke. And you can visit us in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. And Dr. Mystery, that segment just flew right by.
It sure did. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.